You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. And it's back tonight, the Great British Bake Off, of course. It calls itself the ultimate battle to find the UK's best amateur baker. Note amateur. What if you want to turn pro after it's all over? Does it work? Well, we have on the line two people with us, two people who know about whether it works or not. Ali Imdad was, you'll remember, contestant on Series 4, and he now has his own dessert party. We'll talk about that in a second. Then Deirdre Critchley. Now, you, when you finished Bake Off, you went into a jam-making business, didn't you?
I didn't actually do Bake Off. I had a career in the city, and I left that to start my own jam-making company called Jammy Cow.
Right.
And that was in 2007. Just before the recession, but at that time there was a lot of focus on sustainability, and remember River Cottage was a big program on our screens. And so my interests and my hobby of cooking and making jam dovetailed nicely into a business with a really catchy name. Jammy Cow.
Oh, Jammy Cow, you said, yeah.
So making my own jam, selling it in farmers markets, picking the fruit, was a fantastic experience and a great way to have a business that combined my interests and also my hobby.
So what happened to it?
Well, I think the recession happened to it because prior to 2008, you know, we were quite happy to spend £3 on a jar of jam at a farmer's market.
That is quite a lot, isn't
it? It is quite a lot. But then, you know, when you hit the recession, people are thinking, well, that's quite expensive. And also we have shifting health, concerns. People don't really want to eat products that's 50% sugar nowadays.
Is that what yours was?
Well, most jam is, actually. Yes.
50%?
50% sugar.
Good grief.
So when you combine the time and effort to, make a handmade product and sell it, without a huge distribution network, so you're doing all of your own marketing and branding and distribution, your profit margins can be really low. Mm. And certainly when I looked at how you make your profit, how you turn your company, how you turn your hobby into a profitable business, it's often a lot more complicated than when you start out. And the challenges of running a business are far greater than certainly I anticipated.
So you went into the city instead, and you're a millionaire now, a multi-millionaire.
Unfortunately not, no. There's a lot of people in the city working extremely hard.
What about you, Ali? You were in Series 4, as I say. What did you do afterwards? Did you set up a dessert parlour?
I did, yeah. So I used to work in marketing during and before the Bake Off. But then, yeah, I just decided to give it up and take baking as my full-time job. And with a few friends, I set up a dessert parlour.
I'm going to have to ask you what a dessert parlour is, I'm afraid.
So a dessert parlour is basically like a restaurant, but it only serves dessert.
Right, I assume that, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So you come and sit down and after your meal, and you have dessert.
You have a meal somewhere else,
yeah.
And you go to your parlour then for the dessert.
Yep,
really?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's actually quite big in Birmingham.
Oh.
There's quite a few dessert parlours. So a lot of our business is in the evening. It's been going for about a year now.
Is it doing all right?
It's actually doing really well. We won a couple of awards, and we're very busy, especially on the weekends. So it's actually doing really well. Yeah.
So you're making money.
I am making
And more
money.
Importantly, are you enjoying it? Because obviously baking and all that stuff was your hobby.
Yeah.
And then you turned it into your life. What were you doing before?
I used to work in marketing. I was a marketing consultant.
So the two work together in a sense.
They do, absolutely. I kind of used what I know as marketing to help promote my dessert place. And that kind of really helped boost its popularity.
But nonetheless, you do get your, I was going to say get your hands dirty, that's not the right expression, at all, is it? You get your hands floury or something.
Absolutely, you have to, it's not just about the bake-off, you have to really get your hands dirty and try and make sure the business works. So it's actually a lot of hard work, but it seems to be paying off.
And you didn't find, and ask you the same question, Deirdre, you didn't find that... doing it for a hobby, just for yourself or maybe some friends for supper, when you've actually got to do it, you've got to get up every morning, you've got to bake all those things, you've got to sell them at a profit, you didn't find you were approaching baking in a different frame of mind.
I think a lot of people do. A lot of people do find it difficult to transition from hobby to profession. But for me, it hasn't been. I actually really look forward to going into work every day. It's still just a hobby that I get paid for.
Well, that's one way of looking at it. You don't think you'll get fed up with this?
Well, it's been a year now, and I'm still enjoying it.
And just a quick one: why don't you do other stuff as well as desserts? Have a proper restaurant? Not proper. It's a proper restaurant already, but.
I don't know. I think it's just a trend going on right now, a restaurant dedicated to dessert, and it's a specialist that I do, and it seems to be working for me.
Right, and Deirdre, you don't fancy going back to jam making?
Not at all.
Really? Not at all?
Not at all. I think you can have a hobby and you can be passionate about it, but the reality of running your own business can often take you away from doing the jam making.
Do you make your own jam?
I still do a little, but I don't have, my children don't like to eat it as much as they used to.
Oh, that's not fair. Deirdre and Ali, thank you both very much. You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.